Just gone 6:30 then. It's time for Terrace's Extra with Ollie.
Good afternoon, Tim. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good, yeah. Well, we could actually diagnose Cambridge. Diagnose them with poor form, to be honest. But, yeah, welcome to From the Terrace's Extra, your weekly football fix. Cambridge United, I've just said, they've lost their first match in the Chequered Trade Trophy last night against Southend. That's their fifth loss in eight matches in all competitions. We'll be chatting to From the Terrace's Tim Armitage all about it. We're also going to be talking City, who lost in the Southern League Cup last night. We'll be joined by former captain Steve Gorthrop to talk about their start to the season. And finally, the Cambridgeshire County League's up and running. I'll be providing you with a weekly update. So welcome to From the Terrace's Extra. We can go live to Steve Gorthrop now, former Cambridge City captain. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
Yeah, no problem, Molly.
Yeah, we'll talk about last night's game and not a great result again. A loss in the Southern League Cup, the first round, and more frustratingly for City, it's their third loss of the season in all competitions and only two wins now out of six.
Yeah, disappointing. Just really because you want to win. It's the League Cup and it just gives you a bit of confidence because of the inconsistent start. And last night was probably a good opportunity and obviously City had the chance to go ahead with the penalty, and certain things don't go for you, and you're just getting this run of inconsistency, which is, you know, it's costing us at the moment because it then puts pressure on the next game because you haven't started well in the league, and obviously they were one of the favourites. So yeah, disappointing, and any win is just confidence boost for the next game. And City at the moment are turning up and not really knowing, you know, what's going to happen, and you just want to get on a run, you just want to be consistent. And as soon as they get that going, then hopefully things will change.
Disappointingly also, Robbie would have probably looked at this competition this cup competition and thought, can I give some of my younger players a game? There's a lot of, in the pre-season, a lot of youth team players got opportunities. Do you reckon he'd be disappointed that the guys didn't go far in this competition, he couldn't provide an opportunity to those younger players?
Yeah, I think the one thing City have got a decent squad and you need to, you know, give them a chance. He needs to find the ones that are perhaps hungry or the ones that want it a bit more or the ones that are going to give him that consistency. And runs in the cup just gives you a chance to use more of them and see which ones can step in when you need them. And like I say, going out so early means that there's less games and it's harder then to get that sort of consistency and get those players believing. So when they do come in, they're under pressure, they can't relax. And it's just one of those things where just you want more games, especially after quite a sort of an inconsistent start. So last night, you know, a win would have just given him the chance to try new players, get players fit in the squad and just see his options. But unfortunately, it wasn't to be.
Yeah, do you feel that the poor start's a product of the pre-season? I mean, they lost four out of six games in that. We spoke about how it's only really serves a purpose as fitness pre-season, but surely that would have some mental effect and probably wouldn't be great for morale going into the season when you have lost four out of six.
Yeah, I don't think pre-season was great, as we discussed early on. The fact that they didn't have a game for a couple of weeks, you know, you just want to get into that rhythm. And, you know, there's been signs of good stuff this season. Obviously, great win against Bedford and a good performance against Corby. But they sort of struggled after a certain amount of time and it just looked as though they hadn't played enough game time together. And that, I think that came from the pre-season not being ideal. It's pretty difficult to know what's a good pre-season because, as we said, sometimes not playing, you can play a lot and win a lot and then come in and not do that well. But it just seemed that they were a little bit behind for the games at the beginning of the season from their poorish pre-season.
However, it had looked like they put that pre-season behind them. If you look a couple of games ago, starting on the 25th of August, Harborough Town in the Cup, and they won that 2-1. Then 2 days later, the 27th against Bedford, they won that 3-2 as well. So they'd found two matches where they got two results, but unfortunately, they couldn't use that to then kick-start the campaign and go on a run.
Yeah, I think it comes... The winner in the FA Cup gave them the confidence for the Bedford, and it goes like that. But then, you know, certain circumstances have changed, and the goalkeeper getting sent off, and other incidents knock you back. You're just not going into games just knowing how you're going to play, knowing what's going to happen, knowing what you've all got to do. And that's the inconsistency. You know if everyone plays well, City have got one of the best sides in the league. And if every player turns up and plays well, then they will win the games. But the problem is they're turning up and they're not sure what's going to happen. It just looks like that from the outside for me. So I think that's the fact that they'll get a win and it'll hopefully give them a bit of confidence, which it did after the FA Cup. And then they took it forward to the next game, which was only 2 days later, which was just, you know, you want it to play after a win. It, And sometimes after a loss, you come back and you're not sure what's going to happen. You're not sort of buzzing. You're just thinking, well, we need a win, because it becomes pressure then. So, because you've had a poorest start to the league. So the next game, you know, if we lose this, then we're a long way behind the top few who have won all their games. So yeah, win will just give you that pressure. And like I say, the fact they got the cup win and then the league game was because they got the cup game. I think they just went in the next game and wanted to play. So they need that again, but they need to do back-to-back-to-back sort of situations rather than just being so inconsistent. So hopefully it starts Saturday.
Yeah, and will they be thinking what game they have? I mean, they've got another cup game this weekend, Bridlingsea Regent, this Saturday. Is that frustrating that it is a cup game and they can't get back to the league and they can't get on that run of winning games and pushing up the league? Or is this cup game, you know, a free pass to try and get some form? If they go out, they go back to the league. If they go through it, it's a step in the right direction.
The cup game is, for me, just what they want. The FA Cup, as a player, especially as a local player, it's the best thing you play in. And so I would expect that everyone will turn up, because it's the chance to progress on in the FA Cup. And so this is, for me, it's a perfect game. Because if they came into Saturday in a league game after, you know, two defeats in the league recently, as I say, it's a bit of pressure. For me, there's very little pressure Saturday, because FA Cup games are the best to play in as a local player. Because you know, if you win a few games, you get some attention, you could draw a higher side in from Conference South, something like that. And you just it's just an amazing competition to play in. So this is, for me, it's a perfect game. A, because I think they are a really good side, City, and it will be better than going to the league, because there will be there's no pressure, mm-hmm. not as much pressure, because it's a new start. And they know if they win this game, that's just a great... something extra to look forward to, whereas the league is pressured because they might drop further back. So yeah, to me, it's a perfect game for City, and I'm looking forward to it, and I really think that this could just kickstart them a little bit.
Yeah, and you've been skipper in the dressing room, Steve, over a number of years, and we know there's quality in that side for Cambridge City. So what are you saying to your players when you know there is that quality and there is that chance of going on a run? What are you saying to your players when it's not clicking at the minute and it's not quite going so well?
I think, for me, it would be just telling them and telling myself just to do your job and make sure you encourage and you help other people who are not having, you know, a top game. They're not on form, but they can still do a job. So not everyone's going to play well, but they still need to do the basics for you to help you out. And I think City struggle to grind results out, because they'll always like to concede a goal, make a mistake. And I think... they need to be more together, as in, you know, they need to encourage each other. But also, some people are not going to be playing well, so they just need to know that it's still got to do a job, still got to win your tackles, win your headers, you know, close down and make it harder for the opposition. So I think it's just encouraging each other to help each other and do it as a team, because there's some great individuals in there. And we've seen last season that played some great games as a team, but... at the moment, it is just individuals, and they need to just work together. So that would be it. You're in it together, and when you win together, it's a fantastic feeling. And even if you don't play well, you still get an amazing feeling from coming off and winning, and you share that. So they need just to do that, for me, is to look out for each other and just do a job, even if it's not going so well personally.
Yeah, and just quickly then, finally, Steve, you know Robbie well, and we spoke to him on the phone as well, and he's a pretty laid-back guy. He won't be flustered at all, but what will he be feeling at the minute as well?
A frustration, because he knows how good the players are, and he knows from last year what we could do in certain games, and even from this year, the couple of games where they've done well, it will just be frustration, and Robbie will just be trying to get the players to be confident, and he'll be annoyed that the results haven't gone their way. Certain decisions perhaps haven't, but he knows that you earn those decisions by doing things positively and being proactive, and he'll just be getting them to believe in themselves, and his frustration he'll show to them, and hopefully they take it and sort of, you know, give him something back and just start to be the players they are, because they are one of the top sides in the league, and league form is obviously what we want, because we want to be challenging, you know, come the end of the season. But like I say, Saturday's a great chance, and I know they'll be up for it because it's that, the competition you want to do well in. So, yeah, I think frustration for Robbie, but he knows what he's got and he's just got to just get it out of him. And it might be because perhaps the pre-season wasn't great. They're sort of two or three weeks behind and now hopefully they kick in. So, fingers crossed.
Yeah, hopefully so. They play Brightlingsea Regent in the FA Cup first round qualifying Saturday. Thanks for joining us, Steve.
No problem, Molly. All the best.
Thank you, Steve. Steve Gorford there, former Cambridge City captain. He's speaking about Cambridge City and their poor start of the season. Hopefully they'll be looking to get back on track in the FA Cup on the weekend. We'll be talking United next after the travel with Tim.
It's 11 minutes to 7 and back to Terraces Extra with Ollie.
Welcome back to From the Terraces Extra. We'll be talking Cambridge United now and we'll be joined by the From the Terraces Sunday show host, Tim Armitage, hopefully on the phone. Cambridge United took on Southend in the first group stage match of the Checkatrade Trophy last night. They lost 3-1. Reggie Lamb netted the first. Southend then replied and went on to win the match 3-1. Moments later, so we can be joined by Tim now on the phone. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Hey, Ollie.
Yes, what did you make of last night then? I guess a changed side but positive signs when you go 1-0 up and judging from the commentary as well, there were positive signs throughout the match, but Southend probably just a bit too good?
Yeah, I mean, they're a League One side and a reasonably good one at that. So I think it was everything we expected it to be for those very small numbers who travelled up there. I think, yes, some definite positives considering I think there were 7 changes. Greg Taylor played a significant part in the game. So that was good to see. Paul Lewis was back as well. So looks like some people are coming back from injuries. Getting that first goal was really good. I think the downside of it was the manner in which we gave up the lead, and we do this too often. We get the lead and then sit back a little bit and all of a sudden we lose the lead. And I think it was kind of, had we not lost the lead straight away, I think it would have been a very different game.
Yeah, we'll hear from Joe Dunn now. He spoke to the press after the match and this is what he had to say. He basically just said that Southend were a bit too good, but focused also on the experienced and the inexperience he also had in the starting lineup as well.
Well, Joe, played well at times this evening, but just beaten by the quality of a League One side in the end.
I think the gulf in quality between the two teams kind of told in the end. And if we're honest, we did ride our luck in the first half. There were some good moments in the first half. We had a good response after half time, got the goal. And then just probably a little bit of inexperience after we got that goal that we missed. But I think what told was the gulf with some certainly League One players, and some of them, you know, one or two have played in the Championship, just made a big difference to Southend tonight. And that was a big telling point in the game, and disappointing to lose the lead in the manner that we did. We try and take what we can from it. There were some good moments tonight. I thought the goal was a good goal. One or two other moments, but just a bit of a golfing class with their team and ours.
Yeah, I think there were some good moments, especially early on in that first half. And although, as you say, you had to soak up a little bit of pressure, I don't think Dimi Mintoff had a save to make in the first 45.
I thought we defended well in the first half. That was quite pleasing. Obviously, when you have to throw your body on the line and so on, I think you're right. Dimi probably didn't have a save to make with the territory that they had, but we just felt we could do even a little bit more, just a little bit more at half time. And I thought we came out second half and started the second half really well. But just lacked a cutting edge, I suppose, when we got into that final third at times. And, we had 3 or 4 really good moments to probably counter-attack Southend and put them under a bit more pressure. But, it just didn't materialise. And obviously the goals we gave away, I thought, were disappointing. It's something that we worked hard on last week to eradicate from the game going into going at Stevenage. So we just need to keep revisiting things, and at the end of the day, we've got some positives tonight. We're obviously getting Greg back and getting one or two injured players back and getting them more minutes, and that's important. Just disappointing that we've lost another game, and disappointed for the group, because obviously when you make changes you want that group to keep up and maintain what the team did on Saturday. So we'll talk about it and go forward and look forward to Carlisle.
And you say disappointed, and probably even more disappointed because you opened the score, and really well-worked goal, actually, and lovely ball in from the left-hand side from Giovanni Brown.
Yeah, well-worked goal. Leon did really well to get to the ball first and get it back out to Giovanni, and a wonderful cross. And a good finish from Reggie, because he had a couple of moments, like chances like that on Saturday, so it was good to get ahead of goal, really, for him. And like I said, I thought then we just needed to settle ourselves down a bit. And that's where you probably need a bit more experience on the pitch. And you hope that the younger players learn that once you get that first goal, then you've got to be professional in the next 5 minutes and keep things tight and do the basics. But unfortunately, we let them back into the game too quick. And when you do that against a team, especially away from home, it puts you on the back foot. And then as soon as he got the first goal, we went a little bit on the back foot, which then obviously allowed them to get the second goal quickly.
Dunn spoke in the interview, Tim, about the lack of experience in the side. He made 7 changes from that team he played Stevenage on the weekend. Maris Brown and Tuff all did play, though, as well, which shows he obviously was trying to get a result. But the likes of Meatoff, Darling and Davies came in. So I guess this tournament, despite the negativity surrounding it from the fans and their perspective on it, this is a pretty important for Cambridge. If the young players are going to come into the side this season and have to do a job because the squad is so slim, this is the competition where they're going to get their minutes and have a bit of a run-out.
Yeah, it is, definitely. I think that, and it kind of showed the inexperience. I mean, Darling and got caught a number of times by effectively being, you know, Southend first team players, and you'd kind of expect him to struggle a bit at that level. And, you know, if he's going to make mistakes, here's the perfect opportunity to do it where, you know, perhaps it means a little bit less. Although, to be fair, financially, it's £10,000 a win. It's a much needed boost for coffers if we can get those wins, whether we like the competition or not. But yeah, it's good to see. I think the inexperience told as well, I think, at times in terms of the distribution of the ball, especially in the final third, where we kind of struggled to play the right ball in. And we had opportunities that we really should have taken, and kind of, you know, that's the story of Cambridge United over recent months and years, is that the opportunities that go begging. And against the side like Southend, you can't give away the lead and fail to... fail to capitalise on the opportunities you've got. You're just not going to win the game doing that.
Yeah, no, talk about money, and you mentioned the prize money it could bring to Cambridge, but stick with money, and Giovanni Brown signed a new contract this week. It's effectively a new signing for the Eagles. I think if you'd have asked the fan, you won't sign anyone on deadline day, but Giovanni Brown will sign a new deal, they probably would have taken it.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, he's starting to come back in, still not quite at match sharpness in the way that he was at the end of last season, but fantastic that he's committed himself. If nothing else, it gives us the opportunity to capitalise on it if he has another season like he did last year, and people come looking during the off season. So that's good. And of course, today Ben Werman's also signed a professional contract as well, which is looking forward to the future and bringing in and bringing through those young players that Joe's talked about.
Yeah, and Carlisle on the weekend, I guess we expect from them a tough and gritty sort of dogged type performance, as that's what they usually are. We saw Whip from the Ewes at last, from the Ewes on the weekend against Stevenage. I guess we expect the same from them. And going into this next period now, I think if you look at the teams that are playing the next 8 matches, 7 of the sides are in the top 10. So you get the impression that this next period is going to be crucial for them.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, the distraction of the Checker Trade aside, I mean, league performance is what we need. And we need to get back-to-back league wins, I think. We've not done well at home so far this season. So I think we will play wide. I think we'll start again, all being well, with a move. And I think that's the right thing to do, at least to start off with and make those changes. If we can again grab the early goal, or at least avoid conceding the early goal, then we're in with a good shout. But it is going to be a hard game. A back-to-back win would do wonders for confidence, and a home win would do great for the fans as well.
Thank you, Tim. Thanks for joining us. We'll hear from you this Sunday on From the Chairs. Just to quickly round up the Cambridgeshire County League update and the Kershaw Prem, all of the top three face bottom off sides this weekend. Ely City Reserves play Cambridge University Press first. Youth Fulbright Institute first take on Eton Socon first team. Hereford United first team then Great Shelford first team. And it's the battle at the bottom as well, as Comerton United first team take on St Neots Town Reserves.
Another 30 seconds then if you wanted it, but never mind.
Thank you, Ollie.
I can if you are...
That's fine. Because I'll give you 30 seconds. And by the time we talked about having 30 seconds, the 30 seconds will have gone. Jack's sitting in for you next week. We've established that. And you're going on a well-deserved holiday. So
thank you.
Have a nice one.
Evenings on Cambridge 105 Radio with The Raja on King Street, Cambridge. Freshly prepared Indian food just for you.